Ottawa, Freedom Convoy. Organizer Pat King's sentencing hearing is underway, but a decision is still weeks away, according to the presiding judge. In November, Superior Court Justice Charles Hackland in Ottawa found King guilty on 5 counts, including mischief and disobeying a court order. He was found not guilty on 3 counts of intimidation and 1 of obstructing police. King, a former Sault Ste. Marie resident, could be facing as much as a decade in prison, and the Crown is pushing for significant time behind bars. His defense wants the sentence limited to time served in probation. King was one of the most prominent figures in the 2022 Freedom Convoy protest, which attracted thousands of demonstrators to Parliament Hill in January 2022, fighting against public health restrictions, COVID-19 vaccine mandates, and the federal government. The event gridlocked downtown streets around Parliament Hill, with area residents complaining about the fumes from diesel engines running nonstop and unrelenting noise from constant honking of horns and music parties. Crown Prosecutor Moaz Karimji began the sentencing hearing with a community-based victim impact statement from Sarah Davis, executive director of the emergency shelter Cornerstone Housing for Women. Davis described the convoy protest's effect on residents at the shelter, many of them women fleeing domestic violence. She said residents lost sleep due to protest participants honking their truck horns and felt unsafe when leaving the shelter. Davis said that after convoy participants entered the shelter at one point during the protest, the shelter had to hire security. After Davis's testimony, Hackland asked Karimji why she hadn't been called as a witness during the trial. The judge described the testimony as similar to that of a downtown resident, which informed his verdict. Hackland said there is no way at this stage in the trial to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Davis's allegations are linked directly to King. Karimji argued that it's been proven King is broadly responsible for the convoy and its effects on Ottawa residents. He said he wants to see the community-based victim impact statements cited as aggravating factors in sentencing. King's attorney Natasha Calvino argued that if the Crown wants to use these statements as aggravating factors, they need to be called as evidence. After a lengthy back and forth on the issue, Hackland suggested that the Crown proceed with victim impact submissions and said the defense would be given an opportunity to object. The hearing is scheduled to continue Friday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 16, 2025. David Baxter, The Canadian Press.